Yes, sliding along the mighty mothership on its electromagnetic wave. And isn't that the truth? You know, Mark Boland mentioned never kissing a car before, but I believe he was involved in a fatal accident, which is one of the reasons I stopped using the expression, could be a soap chip or a banana peel, because sure enough, you keep talking about that stuff and you're going to run into the lethal soap chip or the lethal banana peel, and oof, how ignominious. Anyway, I'm curious about something as we go through the night with our first-time guest, Rob Potter, tonight. And that is, so we're not alone in the universe, but are we alone in what we are? Why is Earth so special that this attention is directed at Earth by all these ETs and so many different kinds of ETs? Are we really of divine origin that we should command this kind of attention? I don't know. Maybe. We'll discuss it when we come back. Short break, please, and a nice long chat to the bottom of the hour on the Thursday night Coast to Coast AM. Wells in for George Norrie. Say, Rob, what about that? Are we, you know, once upon a time I was looking at the cover of the CD. This was, you know, a couple of decades ago when CDs really first came out. And it had a depiction of a woman from outer space. And I said to my my friend there, I said, would you go out with her? And he said, oh, absolutely. I said, you know, I think I would too. And the reason that I mention this is because, you know, the reptilians, the grays, there's some creepy little devils also. And then the Nordics are, you know, they're not too hard on the eyes by all accounts and so forth. But, I mean, what makes Earth so special? You know, human beings are... You know, you got to admit, that's we're a better-looking species than your average gray. I mean, nothing discriminatory or prejudicial being said here. I mean, I just, my eyes don't lie. So, I mean, this is sort of a almost juvenile way of asking you, what makes this planet so special? Are we truly divine, and is that why all this attention is focused on this planet?
Absolutely. All planet, all life is sacred and is divine. There are various dimensions. Part of the understanding that will come from the extraterrestrials will be the understanding of the various dimensions and the higher frequencies of life. For instance, there's a physical plane, there's an astral plane, there's a mental plane, there's an intuitional plane, there's a causal plane, what they call atmic and logoic. Now, all of these planes exist here in the now with you. Within your body, you have all seven levels of this divine life force. And so our myth, we have various stories about this, the seven spirits before the throne and so forth. You have seven chakras, seven notes to the musical scale, and seven endocrine glands. So this divine as above, so below, man made in the divine image, is a true reflection of the omnipotent creative force within our beings. Now, because this planet is part of what historically, there's a very complex description of this, and there are many, many different histories and lineages from different cultures throughout the time. And most of this history has been hidden from us or erased by the forces that don't want us here. They genetically manipulated us. We live a very short lifespan. So we're still kind of emotional children. It keeps us easier to keep in the box. That's all breaking through now. So we are divine beings. We have a divine spiritual man and the divine spiritual woman consciousness energy, and we are a combination of that. Really great contactee, George Van Tassel's son-in-law, his name was Norm Paulson. He wrote a brilliant book called The Christ Consciousness, and he was started a whole host of health food stores called New Horizons, and he was Yogananda's limousine driver. He was his chauffeur. And he was very much into the spiritual understanding. The message of the ETs, is aside from the liberation and all that stuff, the why aren't they landing and all that stuff that seems so difficult to understand, when they do come, The ships have so much power and love and light. Everyone's going to know. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful experience. And what Cobra and I and many others are trying to do is to prepare people to start to think outside the box and to look for positive solutions to bring this about, to enhance our divinity. The reason they're here, there's many different avatars that have come here. And we've had some very, very high teachers that have, after the teachers leave, the teaching gets distorted, fragmented, changed, Councils of Nicaea, whatever they do, it becomes fragmented and the truth gets lost without the living word of the master or whatever. But that's time for masters is over now. We are all masters, and we all can access this divinity through the power of concentration, meditation, and what is known as Kriya Yoga, or the science of the still breath. And that's a process that we explain. If I could, I'd like to mention that a lot of this stuff goes into detail, and I'm going to be appearing not only in Laguna on November 23rd through the 25th, but at David Farman's alchemyevent.com. That's going to be in Irvine the weekend before. And so a lot of the details of some of these things will be going into there, but it's not that complicated. It's a simple process, and essentially it's placing the attention and your awareness in the higher endocrine glands of the body, the pineal and pituitary bodies. And by focusing your awareness there through literally not doing or silencing the mind, you create neurohormonal structures in your body which create blissful feelings of unity and happiness and brotherhood. It's a feeling, really. We think it's in the mind, and people want to argue what's happening. This, it's not a forcing of an intellectual ideal. It's a flowering of a natural understanding of who we are, and that's what's coming forward in a big way.
You know, that's I had a question for you. Do you know anything of a Bryce Bond by chance?
I actually don't.
No, I don't either. Somebody out of New York City, anyway. Friend of the show, Lori, wanted to know if you knew about him. I don't either, so we'll just let it go.
Okay.
But about Bell, and the experiences that you have had over the years, your UFO encounters, or not UFO, but your ET encounters, they began when you were 18, or you sought out Dr. Bell when you were 18.
I met him when I was 16.
I wanted to know
about pyramids, and so I started helping him. And he, you know, Laguna was kind of a hippie kind of place. The Beatles were there. I have friends who painted John Lennon's Rolls Royce. The Love Animals Don't Eat Them were good friends with Paul McCartney, and it was kind of a consciousness expanding place. And it all kind of fit, Fred kind of fit in with that. And so I was learning from him, and basically, because of his science, he always emphasized the teachings that she gave him, like. You know, Semyasi says stuff like, matter or form is ideation slowed down. In other words, thoughts are things. So what we're seeing is really our own thoughts in manifestation form. And what we call the secret is understanding that by the intensity that you think about things, they do manifest. And everyone thinks, oh, if I just think about a car, I'm going to get one. Well, what are you thinking about the other 99% of the time? You're thinking about your job. You're thinking about worry. You're thinking about money. In reality, most people are so distracted with just surviving, they really don't have time to tune in to their own divine self. So it's important that we as a family and as a planet begin to what the ETs call invoke the light, or the tensor equations of Richard Miller and the Solar Cross Group, or the spiritual ET contacts, enlightened contacts with extraterrestrials, is the message. Commander Valiant Thor spoke of the five stars of life. Developing yourself spiritually, mentally, financially, emotionally, and you know, in your relationships, to balance your life and to expand your awareness and to grow from a clod to a god. So the great teachers that we have had are part of these ancient lineages of light, and they're getting ready to come forward more, and a lot of the misunderstandings will be cleared up. So again, I want to emphasize the positive message that we're bringing forward. After the event and the arrest of these negative forces, the education of the populace is going to come forward with a releasing of financial abundance. The financial masters of the planet have held the world's wealth in a black hole fist. While they have free energy and super shuttle trains running from, you know, Washington, D.C. to Berkeley, Lawrence, Livermore labs and to underground bases, we suffer with gasoline. We pull gas out, oil out of the ground in greed and destroy the ozone. And they are circling the planet nine times in a second in a TR-38. I had a conversation with a guy who works for a company. I'm not going to name him, because he told me stuff, and they're developing very high technology, and the scientists working on these things are enlightened. They don't want to be providing this stuff for the dark side, really, but that's how it's used. So a lot of them are defecting. We're getting all the information we need, and it's going to be a very positive future. So absolutely understand that the divinity of consciousness is inherent within itself, and it's a multidimensional, you know, universe. What they call ascension, let me explain ascension, it's real simple. We're all evolving. You know, did God, is it the Big Bang? Is it a materialistic creation, or did God create it? Well, we call it the mighty mystery. God created evolution. They're not mutually exclusive. You can have a personal relationship with the infinite all-knowing source, because it's literally you yourself. Your nature.
That's very...
Yeah, the nature of your consciousness. The Indians call it Satchitananda, being awareness bliss.
You know, it's strange. This may seem like I'm jumping around all over the place, but earlier you said you basically torture reshapes a personality. So going the other way, and constantly, you mentioned the pineal gland and the pituitary and so forth, and releasing these natural elements within us that promote tranquility. Well, I suppose if one meditated enough and was able to tap into that particular level of our reality, our consciousness, that would also tend to rewrite your personality, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what the technology that we're bringing forward. You hit it right on the head, John, because sound, light, and color. That there's a technique known by the Singhs, it's called the Indians, it's called the Nada Shringa, which is the inner light illumination sound, also spoken of in Ekankar. And that is following the sound current through the meditation process of listening to the sound. You can actually ride this current to the inner planes. And the life must be balanced between the inner and outer. And the Western civilization, we've been so focused on the outer. What is coming forward now is we're learning how to improve our consciousness and our awareness through entering the silence in the sacred space and focusing our awareness on these higher blissful states. We're going to have technology utilizing laser sound music that is going to rewrite the bodies. In fact, the entire planet is going through a cymatic shift. It's an interesting thing I'll share with you. I once spoke into a microphone that was over a trash barrel, steel, and it had rubber on it with sand. And I said, "Om." And the sand, oddly enough, went into the shape of what we know as the Sri Yantra, or the heart chakra. It starts out with an outer ring. All the sand moves to the outer ring, and then all the sand moves to the center, and it creates fleur-de-lis, and then there's another ring, and then it moves to the other thing. So as you go through the Om, the sand is moving like a wave into these things. What is taking place now, gradually over time, is the entire nature of nature itself is going to shift. And in between the various phase shifts, we go through a period of chaos where it looks like nothing organized is happening. It's shifting. So we must all understand this shift, this breaking down of these structures of societal constructs that are taking place as we move through the galactic plane, and the lies cannot stand the light of day. They're being exposed, and we're not about revenge. We don't want to torture cabal members. They need to lay down their weapons, lay down their armor, and stand in a circle, and we need to heal the planet. We need to recognize the error of our ways, and with humility and a conscious step forward, make these changes. And the ETs will be here. They are here. And they will openly expose themselves in the mentoring process as we move forward. We have many exciting things. They're going to be bringing up the pyramid, the UFOs beneath the Sphinx. There are ancient artifacts that will be brought forward. Technologies like a laser scalpel with no scarring. Tremendous advances. Fred said that within 200 years, we should be living 400-year lifespans. So we're looking at some tremendous positive things in our future. And it's really up to humanity how quickly we can stop our divisive thinking and our fear-based listening to the media, which is literally pumping out at full speed, you know, fear, destruction, murder. We fill these thoughts with our feeling nature, and that's what we create. That's the secret. So the secret is spend the time in the silence, invoke the light, maintain a positive attitude, and be part of the solution. No need to argue and fight the forces that be. They want you in the streets to beat your head. Get together in groups and ridicule them. With your hubris, expose them, shame them. Convince your neighbor, do not go to work for Monsanto, dude. No matter what you're doing, genetically altering the species is not a good thing. I don't care how much they're paying you. People need to make conscious decisions.
I want to ask you this, Rob. These mass murderers, you know, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, you know, there's a bunch of them. Are they actually evil ET or ET forces, or are they just like warped people?
A little both, orchestrated that way. There are stories that Stalin was quite mad and that Avril Harriman was the one that running Stalin from behind the scenes there. It comes down to greed. They make a lot of money on a war machine, and they create the conflict, and they would feed these archons live. Are you there?
Oh, yes.
Okay, sorry. I don't know why I'm getting a call this time of night, but these archons feed off of spurious negative energy, so they like it when you're angry, when you're violent, when there's blood, when there's lust, when there's fear. They suck on that. Don Juan said to Carlos, he said, the way that you starve the archons is to enter the silence.
That phone ringing is not a big deal. Don't let that bother you. Just keep rolling.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
So the technique is for us to learn to become more powerful spiritual beings by controlling our thoughts. The power of decision is now. This is a window of opportunity. It's a power of decision here.
I'll tell you what, tell them to call you back later, and we're going to take a break and come right back with you. Will that work? I guess he's on the other line. Okay. All right. We'll be back with... I love it when stuff like that happens. Don't you love an unscripted radio program? I do. Because if something goes wrong, you better fix it, or you're going to look like a big ponce. All right, Rob Potter is our guest. He's a first-time guest. This is very interesting stuff. I want to discuss space fleets and going viral, all of us, with a message of peace and prosperity for everybody. Maybe a little free energy, too. This is the one and only Coast to Coast AM. You know, no matter what we're talking about on the program, it's great to be in with you. And And I am sitting in for George Norrie tonight, and also tomorrow night, and I'll see you on Saturday night. And since tomorrow night is Friday night, as you know, I should remind you what show you're listening to again, right? No, you know. That's typically your time. And I thought, what can we do that's just a wee little bit different? I know. We're in dangerous times, right? So let's live dangerously. And we can't call it Open Line Fridays because somebody else is doing that. So I thought, why don't we call it Naked Lines? Naked Lines, what do you mean? No screens. Get it? Unscreened open lines. So I wish you would contact me tomorrow night, and we'll just blow your voice and comments out just all over the place. And so be thinking about what you want to talk about, because as I've indicated before, as long as it's not normal, and that's not much of a stretch these days, everything's on the table. So Naked Lines tomorrow night. Once again, think about what you want to talk about and get ready, because it should be absolutely ridiculous. You know, the good ridiculous, not the bad ridiculous. But as that heavyset boy, the CIA guy in Charlie Wilson's War said, we'll see. And we'll be back in just a moment with Rob Potter. This is the one and only, you know. Hey, Rob, I've mentioned this story a few times to Coastland, and that is this thing you call space fleets. I saw an actual space fleet one night. Nobody can tell me that I saw balloons, because they looked just like stars, but there were a bunch of them moving in generally the same direction, but in no rigid order. And if they had all just stopped, you would have just looked up and gone, oh, a lot of stars out tonight, because there were a lot out. But what's up with these ever-increasing displays of space fleets?
Well, the ever-increasing flames are part of the process of identification and preparation for open interplanetary cultural exchange. It started pretty much, they started picking up the pace in 1991 in Mexico. Of course, Jaime Maussan got pretty famous behind all of those space fleets, literally hundreds of them. They're appearing all over the world now. They're letting themselves be known as it becomes safer and safer to do so. And I was going to say, Cobra, the gentleman I met, he's actually a little more in touch with the pulse than I am on a lot of the stuff. I have a lot of my experiences were earlier, and I continue to have experiences, but he's actually working very closely with what is called the resistance movement, and he's disseminating information, and they're following how people are reacting to the information. It seems to be very positive. People are ready for change, and they want honesty and justice. So the space fleets, there's many different groups here. There's basically two positive groups, one called the Galactic Federation, and one is called the Alliance. Certain groups are members of both. For instance, the Arcturians and the Andromedans are members of both of those alliances. Those alliances don't necessarily communicate with each other their plans and actions. They both have the same goal of liberating this planet from the hostile force. Once we kind of get rid of that, big weight off our shoulder. It's going to be so much easier. We can understand. Can you imagine, John, if we get the true Earth's history told to us? Can you imagine people sit in the valley, a mothership projects a holographic live show of the life of Christ or various teachings? The truth can be revealed to us through a step-by-step process. Many of these civilizations, they have histories that are intact for millions of years. So they're very mature. Obviously, they've developed themselves. They've focused on their pineal pituitary glands. The higher dimensional planes energies are into their physical, or into their forms. And some of them aren't even physical beings. Some of them lower themselves to come here. For instance, you look at Venus, there's no life there. Well, there's life there. There's life in the interior of Venus on the sixth dimension, and there's life on the surface in the fourth and fifth. So this solar system is teeming with life, but you don't necessarily attune to it. An interesting thing to note would be that the Aztec Nazca lines, according to J.J. Hertak, are actually symbols which the space people use to determine what frequency and time-space continuum to tune into when they travel in these multidimensional ships of light. And the technology is just amazing, John. It is huge. It blows our mind. It would freak us out. But it's so wonderful to know that when a planet is unified behind the principles of the Christ consciousness or the loving service to each other or the Krishna, I don't want to get into religion battle here, but the essence of the teachings, that the power of love can move not only mountains, but create tremendous harmonious technologies. Imagine when they land, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go down and rip out those nuclear power plants. They're going to probably stick in something about the size of a refrigerator, and energy's free, baby.
You know, I keep hearing about this free energy, and of course, I was talking about being cynical earlier. And it's like, you know, I'm a Missouri-born Texan, which means that show me kind of turns into now look here, if pushed to it, you know. But since energy is everywhere, and obviously it is energy which binds the universe together, then actually free energy devices is not much of a stretch if, you know, the magician knows how the trick is done. And apparently there have been great lengths taken to keep us from finding out about very much of it. So it does exist, in your opinion.
Oh, absolutely. Nikola Tesla had ERG, Earth Resonant Generation, which worked on the nodal points of the Earth there. He had there was a water underneath the Wardenclyffe Tower, and there's a potential that exists. Like, we pollute the air so much that we create a positive potential. And lightning, it's really the Earth creates a potential, and the sky has a thing, and the lightning bolt comes. In the same way, we as people must create the potential for the light to come into our body, and that's by preparing a place, by cleansing ourselves physically and mentally. And this free energy absolutely is just the natural principle of the balance of the yin and the yang, the light and the dark. And one of the guys in Stephen Greer's disclosure, his name was David Adair. I just love the guy. His description when he crawled over the UFO and how he describes his little free energy device, it's basically an infinite supply. Howard Menger explained to me it was very simple. And it's counter-rotating magnetic fields. Dr. Bell actually, I helped him build a time machine in his backyard. The city made us take it down, but it was basically an octahedron pyramid, which he was preparing to put in some of the advanced technology that the Palladians had given him. But unfortunately, he never got that far. But there's a lot of positive things coming forward. There's so many different free energy devices. We could run our cars on water. You know, real simple, we could run on ethanol or marijuana oil. But that's why the Rockefellers outlawed marijuana oil. They got together with Randolph Hearst, and they said, you know what? We'll make a lot of money on gas, and you'll make a lot of money because hemp is the best paper. We'll cut down the trees and bank paper. Randolph Hearst said that's a great idea, and they, with a propaganda machine with his papers, they outlawed cannabis, which was one of the most healing herbs on the planet. It's a food. You can wear it. It's a medicine. You can build with it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, Carl Benz and Gottlieb Daimler, neither one of them, they detested the onslaught of the oil companies, and their cars were originally designed to run on hemp oil, and that just didn't work out very well.
Yeah, not for the people that own oil. So, yeah, these type of things are societal problems which we'll look back on in the not-too-distant future, if Cobra is correct. And he sends his apologies. He couldn't be here tonight. He just landed in New York, and he has a conference that starts tomorrow. But he'd love to talk to you. Some of his stuff is amazing, some of the information. When I talk to him, there's some people on the site that, oh, he's fake, and he's a cabal, and this and that. But when I talk to the guy, I ask him metaphysical questions and scientific stuff, and he's very engaging. He's real. He's the real deal, and he's a very positive guy. And I hope you might think about having him on here also, because he's got some very latest information in regards to the prosperity programs that are going to be coming forward and how we're going to actually make this shift in a positive way. That's going to come from within the populace itself. You know,
how does one become a member of this resistance?
Well, resistance, sometimes one of the people said resistance may not be the best word for that, but, you know, when we're being genetically altered, when people are strip searching you in violation of the Constitution, I mean, what is going on when we're having checkpoints? This is instilling doubt and fear, and it's not conducive to a positive spiritual lifestyle. So we're resisting ignorance, superstition, and fear by lighting a candle in the darkness and providing the answers and solutions to our problems.
You know, to your point, I mentioned Alex Jones. He's a good friend of the program, and now and we're a good friend of his as well. He had an article, I think I saw it today, in fact, that one third of the people who were surveyed would be completely okay with cavity searches if they could go ahead and get on the airplane.
Yeah.
Now, I'm afraid I'm not. I think I would bloody well walk before be subjected to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's ridiculous. And I like Alex. I think he's done a good job. I think he pumps up, you know, he's coming from that place of outrage all the time. And I'd like to see him with a little more positive influence on that, because those guys are done. Most of the people will be happy when they just kind of take a second and step back and realize that things are changing. Valiant Thor, they have 12 ships stationed on the planet. This is what I would call the Solar Council, the Venusian group, and they monitor you know, lots of the Earth's naughty guys in thought, word, deed, and action. At the same time, they're working. Many people in their dream states are experiencing contacts, and all of these, what they call veils, will be removed as we move forward here and it becomes safer. We're at a very critical and exciting time in our Earth's transmutation and transfiguration into whole light beings. These Merkaba ships themselves will actually help us translate. They have webs of light around the planet now, John. They've been staying off massive geological upheaval, which would have taken place as a result of a natural order of cleansing because of humanity's unbalanced thoughts and aura, would have precipitated some pole shifts. But through a very high technology of many different space groups here, they are holding the acupressure lines of the Earth, or the ley lines, and allowing a harmonious transition so that as many people as possible can learn to invoke the light into their beings through a process of literally transfiguring their bodies into a spiritual consciousness. It's a big part of the message is how to develop yourself as a spiritual being. It's not it's interesting to know that when Dr. Frank Strange went on the ship at Lake Mead, they pick him up at the airport, and he would go on the ship, and it would open up, and into the, you'd see nothing, and the door would open up, the car drives in, and when he gets out, he says he has to walk through like a heavy magnetic field. It cleanses the body. That kind of stuff's interesting. He would go on board the ship, and they had history coins. He could look at any part of the Earth's history and see it resurrected from the Akashic records on a 3D holographic screen.
Wow.
That's interesting stuff. But really, it was the message of love and brothership and fellowship. Dr. Frank asked me to join what he called the Order of Melchizedek in one of his inner circle meetings, and I thought, well, okay, I'll join. And I wasn't taking it seriously. There was a specific oath. And when he said, he called my name up, something sparked in me, and there was this guy that was there. He wasn't there before the break, and he wasn't there after this, but he was there for this initiation. And he said, oh, okay, all the members of the Order of Melchizedek come over. And this one guy came over and put his hand on my head, and he looked directly into my eyes. And I can just tell you, I had a very strong feeling that was one of the brothers from Victor One, one of the Venusian flagships that are working here on a scientific and on a humanitarian basis. They actually pick up children from the orphans from the trash heaps of the world. They pick them up in their spaceships and they bring them to loving families around the world. And in the future, many of these children and many other people who have remained silent will come forward and give testimony to the truth of the benevolence and the positive influence of our space family of light. And we're all here. No one's better than anyone. You know, it's not a question of better or worse. It's a question of more or less. And some of us have invoked more light. Some of us have achieved more discipline and control of our thoughts. And the more positive that we think and the more fervor, zeal, and enthusiasm we infuse into our actions in our life, the more abundant and prosperous we become. So we have wonderful future coming forward. I want to give this positive message all around the world in 2012, wherever you are. If you want to join us, Cobra and I, in Egypt, it's very nice of you guys on your coast to coast on my name. If people click on that, there's a link to those conferences. The 2000 or the Alchemy event, also people can learn more. But wherever you are, give a little prayer for peace on 2012. It represents the light of the galactic sun, and we just may be seeing some big increases in these spaceships. The media is not reporting them. They're all over, John, but pretty soon they won't be able to deny them, like the Phoenix.
I couldn't believe nobody said anything about this, and there must have been, there were dozens of them. Just dozens of them. And then, and I've mentioned this before too, because if anybody wants to look at it, can. It was on it's on the NSA.gov website. They released some of the teletype communication that was going back and forth between various installations, and a lot of it is redacted. There are large black lines drawn through a lot of it, but you'll see, 40 some odd, 50 some odd, 60 some odd of these craft. They'll call them UFOs. And if it's singular, it's probably balloon. And if it's UFOs, plural, it's probably balloons. These weren't balloons. If they were, they were making 50, 60,000 miles an hour.
Exactly. I call them IFOs, because, the good guys are here. And, we're responsible.
And have been identified.
Yeah, and we're responsible for ourselves. They're not going to do anything for us. We have to do it all ourselves. But they're going to kick the 10-ton gorilla out of the room so that we can breathe and to see where we go as a species. We can reconnect. We have had wonderful teachers here, and humanity is a very loving people. I'm a member of the Rainbow Family, and we've gathered in the national forests for 30 years and more. And when people are without television electricity and they get together, we do a pretty good job. The cream rises to the top. People cooperate. We make entire camps, kitchens. The people get fed. The healthy people do this. The weaker people do this. Everyone, the musicians add their part. Everyone has a part in the symphony of life. And it's a matter of consciousness and sharing that's important that we inculcate and listen to the message. If we go to these contactees, the face-to-face ones, they're sharing a message of hope and peace. And that's what Cobra and I like the world to understand, that they can be part of that message.
Excellent. Yeah, let me just stop you right there. Bye. Yeah, let's find out how to be prepared to repel borders but still remain peaceful. We'll carry on with Rob Potter. Pardon me. We'll carry on with Rob Potter when we return. Got another hour. We'll take your phone calls too. We'll give out the numbers here in a little bit, so stick around, will you?